Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions that you will ever make. And right now, with interest rates holding steady, it might seem like the perfect time to take the plunge. And I hope if you're in a position to do so, you'll do exactly that. But beyond the deposit and obviously the monthly bond repayments, there are many hidden costs that can trip up even the savviest of first-time buyers. So I want to walk through some of the more overlooked expenses and how to prepare for them. And I'm in conversation with Natasha Champion from Uber Home Loans. She's been on the program before, and good to have you back, Natasha. So let's start with this. Many people think getting a pre-approved loan simply means the home is free or there is something different about it. Explain to me why that misconception exists and what people can do to mitigate against it.
So a pre-approved home loan, Jeremy, speaks to the fact that you qualify for the loan required to pay the seller the purchase price in question. So that's going to cover your affordability as it relates to the bond repayment portion specifically. Now, when we purchase a property, we know that there could be deposit requirements. There certainly are transfer and registration costs, although we've seen some relief in that aspect, which is good news. The hidden costs relate to the more practical aspects. How do you get into that home? Moving costs. What are the monthly rates if you end levies in a sectional title environment? What are your monthly utilities looking like? There's going to be rates that you might not have had as a renter. Insurance, various hidden costs that are going to add on to that monthly price tag.
And often that comes as a huge shock to people who haven't budgeted correctly. So let's break all of those down. You mentioned moving costs, for instance. Why do these often catch buyers off guard? And is there a formula as to how people should realistically budget in that respect?
So absolutely. It depends on the size of your house, where the move is happening geographically. If it's province to province, if it's local, all of these things factor in how we calculate the moving costs. So firstly, how big is the home? What kind of size vehicle are you going to require? So minimum starting 1,500. And then for long distance moves, anywhere between 4,000 and 15,000, again, depending on the distance and the sheer volume of the items that need to be transported.
The second thing is sectional title levies, which we know will also catch people by surprise. I have seen this happen before. So what do you need to take into consideration in that respect? And perhaps more importantly, how can buyers make sure they're not stepping into a financially unstable complex?
So absolutely. You know, there's a lot of movement in the sectional title space linked to the lure of community living and also more relaxed affordability in that space, especially in the first-time buyer space. So it certainly is a draw. However, when it comes to sectional title complexes, levies are something that we need to take into account. Before we even purchase, we need to understand what the levies are, and certainly the bank is going to request, in some cases, a copy of the latest body corporate financials. Is that body corporate in good standing? Are we going to be surprised with a special levy, which is a lump sum? And are the levies covering things that matter in the long term? Is water included, for example? Is security included? What are you actually paying for? Understand the amount, but also understand what that amount is covering.
So you talk about examining the good standing of a complex. Are there red flags then, Natasha, that buyers should look out for in those financial statements before signing an offer to purchase?
You know, it's like any financial statement. Is it in the red or is it in the black? Are they carrying heavy debts? Do they have plans to repaint the entire complex? Ask the questions that are coming up as they relate to special levies specifically. You'll see if the complex is in disrepair and there's a big bill coming in terms of a special levy.
So typically, what would a special levy cover? It would be more construction, painting, I guess. What else?
Yeah, so it's maintenance. Anything required to anything related to building. Are they going to repave? You know, are you seeing that the internal roads require an upgrade? Anything related to construction and anything that's going to be a large expense that will have to be shared by each individual owner by way of a special levy.
Do you have any wiggle room at all to negotiate a levy up front?
So, I mean, I think based on the body corporate and by extension, the managing agents, the levies are pre-calculated based on the amount of people living in the complex, the running expenses. But certainly I encourage all purchasers to sit on those committees, to sit on the body corporate, to have a voice, to go to the AGMs. You know, sometimes it's not something that we want to make time for. Sit on the AGMs and understand the projects and have your voice heard. This obviously is after ownership. Upfront levies are unfortunately set in stone for the most part.
Natasha, I think you mentioned utilities, so I guess we're talking water, electricity, even internet, and speaking from some experience, these all vary, obviously. So first-time homeowners, what should they know about setup and connection fees? And again, who do they address these concerns with? To?
Yes, so in the freehold space, obviously that's all on you. As a free homeowner, you are not part of a complex. You have to register with the council, with Eskom, with Joburg Water to get your connection sorted out. It is something that the attorneys will be mindful of because obviously we'd have to wrap up the bill from your seller if it's a resale situation. But you need to put aside between 1,000 and 3,000 rand upfront to secure that connection and the deposit.
You also mentioned building insurance, which I know is mandatory, but are there other immediate types of cover that new homeowners should start considering from the get-go?
Yes, so buildings insurance is homeowners cover that speaks to the bricks and mortar side should anything go wrong, but also by extension things like geysers and things that can go wrong in a property. We also need to make allowance if you've taken out a bond for mortgage protection insurance. In the event of something happening to you as the owner and as the payer of the mortgage, you know, life cover will take a while to wrap up. A mortgage protection is very specific to the debt, so it's actually not an amount that's going to increase. It stays flat until that bond is paid off. But I think what's important there is that should anything happen, that house will be fully paid immediately. And whilst your business is wrapping up in terms of a death, certainly, your family has got a roof over their heads, first and foremost. So that's something a lot of people don't consider. Buildings insurance, I must specify, Jeremy, is specific to freehold properties. It's usually covered under levies in a sectional title space.
And just a final question, and maybe it's more of an observation on my side. It's also about taking off the rose-tinted spectacles. You've got to find a way of balancing the excitement of a new home, and it's a wonderful thing to be part of, with the discipline of sticking to a worst-case budget scenario. Regrettably, I don't think that probably happens sufficiently, and at some point you're going to end up being bitten.
So, I mean, I think financial discipline is key. So it's key in any type of financial transaction. But property is a long-term investment. You know, unless you're a speculator and a short-term investor that's flipping. If you're buying your primary residence, you need to understand all of these and factor them into your monthly expenditure. Home ownership is very rewarding. Yes, and it's an appreciating asset over the long term, but certainly it can become expensive. And that is the trade-off. You need to look after those things that are meaningful in your life.
And we've run out of time because I was going to ask you for your best advice on noisy neighbors, but maybe that's another conversation, Natasha.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks for talking to us tonight. That's Natasha Champion from Uber Home Loans, and we'll have another conversation with her, I'm sure, in the not too distant future.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.